It's Kiki from 107.5 GCI, the Shaz number one for hip hop and R&B. And you know how I do on the kickback, man. I always try to find some boss chicks to hang out with me. And I got my ultimate girl crush today. What's up, Malaya?
Hey, Chicago. How are you?
Man, we are so happy to have you in the city, man.
I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for taking time out today for all my shenanigans.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for having me.
So you're in the city. You're booked, of course.
Yes.
How was it last night? I know you were in the club.
Last night, I had so much fun last night. You know what was so great about last night is the women.
Okay.
The women, I'm loving how the women are just coming to the club now, and they're showing so much love. They're more pumped than even the guys. And it's just, there's nothing like that female positive energy. When it flows, that shit is powerful, girl. That shit can create some shit.
Okay, because we run the world. We run the world, man. So were you in? You were in the club last night. You weren't performing though. You were just like,
I did perform.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Oh, I know it was crazy.
Oh my gosh!
I know the city came out.
I had a blast. I really did. It was interesting.
So why I got you here? We all stalk your Instagram constantly. Everybody's like, she's so pretty. She's so classy. Oh, my God, her body.
Aww.
But nobody, like, has done these in-depth interviews to really get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you're a brand. Like, you're a boss. I know there's a lot to you, right?
Man, it's more and more is coming, is being added to me every day as I learn and grow, you know? That's what life is about.
Yeah. So. Like, give us a little bit of your backstory. So, like, how did you even get into the game? Like,
I always wanted to be a dancer.
Okay.
I didn't see the negative of it that people see. It was just common sense to me. I was probably thick and fine since I was nine.
Okay, you better come through thick and fine.
You know, so I've always had older men and guys trying to talk to me and holler at me. And it was always a perk for me. But opposed to that, I used to always, when I tried to get regular jobs, guys would be like too excited, or it would cause too much commotion in the office.
Oh my God.
Yeah, certain things like that, and you know, haters, mm-hmm. stuff like that. I'm pretty soft spoken, so that doesn't really help. I just didn't feel comfortable in the regular quote unquote world. I felt more comfortable in the nightlife.
And you just took it to the next level.
I couldn't wait to turn 18, girl. I started dancing at 16 doing parties.
Really? So, how did your family react?
My mom, I'm a Sagittarius.
Me too.
Girl, we're gonna do what the fuck we wanna do.
Come
okay,
through.
They better get it together.
Yes.
And figure out how they gonna deal with it.
I love it.
But no, they were very I don't have a big relationship with my family, but you know what's funny? They persecuted me for a long time about what I do. And of course, I chose what I do because it's all that's been there for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've had ups and downs like everyone else. And I can't imagine not being able to go to work one night and get my cash money so that I can get my life together the next day. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I really commend women who have regular jobs and make it work and get those loans. And I just couldn't even think that far.
Girl, the struggle is
the
real.
The struggle is so fucking real.
It's real.
But they shunned me for a long time. But now I think that women are really waking up to the need that we have for just the energy, the sexual feminine energy.
Yeah.
It's so much. It's so much. It's what makes you want to be sexy in the morning. It's what makes you want to get up. It's what makes you want to talk to people. You don't feel sexy, if you don't feel good about yourself, it's a burden to face this world.
It truly is.
When a woman knows how to work her body and she's confident with herself, she walks different, she talks different.
Yes.
You know, it's just so powerful. And they're really starting to reach out to me now, which is kind of funny.
Of course.
About help, you know? They've had relationship issues and men say horrible things and they really think things, you know? And some of my family have overheard some men saying things about them, and they're reaching out to me now and they want help and they want to know how to feel good about themselves. And I'm just like blown away by that because I've been shunned for so long.
Like, oh, now you need me. Now you want to talk to me.
And I'm like, okay, come on. Let's do this.
That's a Sagittarius, always forgiving.
You're like,
Right. Okay, I would have held a look. I done made it. Now y'all want to come around. I don't know about that. So I saw you somewhere and I think you were like, stripping saved my life and nobody can tell me anything different. And so what were those scenarios that you might have been in that stripping was that escape or that helped you get out of that place?
I think that music and moving to the rhythms of music, especially, you know, I'm very I'm into spirituality and esoterics, conspiracies. I love everything, hidden knowledge. So I'm really into rhythm. And I really think that what appeals to Black people in the club and the strip club in particular is that the women are up there doing their own thing to the music and vibing.
Mm-hmm. In their own little world.
Black people love to see people vibe.
Yeah.
You see somebody getting it on a dance floor, you're going to start bobbing. Watch it like, hey. We love that. That's what drives us. And I really think that a lot of my frustrations, a lot of my hurts and pains have come out in my performances when I dance because it's from the heart, you know. When I'm up there, I'm not worried about if I get a dollar. The dollars are going to come or they not. You know what I'm saying? It's really therapy for me. It's being up there, loving my body, getting the attention, seeing men and women like in awe. That's so much for your confidence. It's so much. And I'm not a perfect woman. I'm 173 pounds. I gained 3 pounds, okay?
We can't tell. We can't tell, honey. We be on that Instagram like, oh, she's so bad.
But I was 210. You know what I'm saying? My tits are small. I have cellulite. My ass is not up on my back. You know what I'm saying? But I've been the top dancer for a long time, and women need to know that. They need to know that they don't have to be perfect. They don't have to have perfect boobs, a perfect little ass. Women are so fucking sexy just being here. We came out the pussy being sexy.
Okay, yes,
we came out the pussy with the potential to be sexy one day. Like, seriously.
Yes.
Like, we are so diverse in our energy and our magnetism. It's just... I don't see why people hate on it so much. It's just an amazing thing to me. I'm totally in awe of dancing and the energy.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get what people are talking about.
You're like, they need to get on board. They missing out.
They're missing it. I love, and I said on my girl, Jazzy Bell, I have to give her a shout out, Women in Hip Hop podcast. I love to see women come in there with their men, and at first they're mad. You know,
they're irritated.
Yeah. They're like, these bitches. I got a real job. You know, they're with their man, and then they see you on stage, and then they kind of loosen up a little bit. And then they're like, okay, I got a job. I got an ass, too. And then they start shaking the ass on that man and feeling the vibe and feeling sexy. And it's so powerful.
It is.
That whole personality melts away. That whole attitude of, I got a job. You don't need nothing, actually.
Right.
To be a badass woman.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, say that.
So, I mean, I just want us to just embrace every aspect of ourselves.
Yes.
Because we're not just one facet to us. There's so much to us. And stop judging each other based on that.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, I know, so starting in the dancing world so young, you probably witnessed all type of women along your journey.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm sure there were a lot of haters.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of, like, Ronnies from Players. Like, a lot of them in the clubs. How did you deal with that?
Let me tell you. Women, we are the problem. It is us. We are the problem.
That is true.
Men are just sitting there. They like pit bulls. You know, they like dogs to fight. If we're going to be a fighting ass dog, then they're going to, you know, egg you on. You know, men like to play games. They're sports. You know, they're into that combat, that competition and stuff like that. And if you let them manipulate you into being that way, then you will. Usually the women that aren't manipulated into being that way are the ones that get them.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because they like you sharp. They want you to be smart. They don't want you to do everything they tell you to do, you know? Men can't defeat us without our help.
Right. That's true. That's so true.
And women on girls, you know, for guys all the time. And it's got to stop because we're dumbing our men down.
Yeah.
We're dumbing them down. We're making them a bunch of whores.
Because they don't have to work hard.
Because they don't have to do shit. They don't have to.
They definitely don't.
And that's our fault. Mm-hmm. That's our fault. We have to be just smarter. Play the game smart. Don't play the game at all. Then. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's one thing I learned. And I think that that's been the best thing for me is I don't fucking play the game.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not right, I try not to do it. I'm not perfect, but I do try to be that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm always going to fall short, but I really do try not to wrong people. And if my energy is wrong, if I have a feeling of, let me see what she got, or, you know, if it's not mine, then... I don't need it.
It wasn't for me.
And it's going to waste my time. It's going to keep me from something better suited for me. You know, so.
Take notes, ladies. Take notes.
It's just, I think because the strip club is so in your face.
Yeah.
You're able to see things so much clearer, you know, and you know not to fuck with it because it's either drugs and sex or, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, oh, you're making good friends in the office kind of thing, you know, even though they fucking in the office too.
Okay.
But still, you know, it's just way more cutthroat. You don't have to play the games that you have to play in a corporate setting.
True. So true. So I know a lot of girls look at your situations from online and they're like, oh my God, she dated Drake, or oh my God.
Who's that?
Give it all the shade. But just being in those high profile situations, we'll call it. How do you walk away from stuff like that? Because this girl's tearing him down or like thirsty as hell to get to him. And you like, I'm good. I'm over here doing this. Minding my business. Who's that?
It's really, people, we have to realize that. It's really about the person. It's not about what they have, what they're doing, because you don't know what they have or what they're doing. You don't know what they're going through. It's about the person. You want to get with good people. And it's just a lot of paranoia in that industry, you know, worry. You have to understand they're in the public eye. It's very understandable, you know, and it's hard to trust people.
Yeah.
People are using you. They want, you know, they want your secrets so they can tell everyone and let everyone know that you ain't shit like everybody else. You know what I'm saying?
That is so true. That's so true.
And, you know, and then that's the way people feel about you determines your livelihood. So they're paranoid, and that can cause people to do things that are not, you know, just they're not very good things and they don't feel good, you know? And I don't want to be treated that way. I don't care who you are.
True.
You could be the president and I'm the stripper. Yeah, okay, you're going to treat me like a lady.
Yes,
you know, it doesn't matter who you are. And a lot of industry guys just think that they can treat women any kind of way. And it's our fault. If we weren't letting them get away with treating us this way, then they wouldn't think they can. You know, they get it from somewhere. They're going to do what works. Let me tell you, men are going to do what works. 3-4 years ago, niggas was talking about lace fronts like, hell no. Now a nigga's buying lace fronts. Niggas are saving up to make sure that chick hair is straight, right?
Yeah, you know,
so they're going to accept
whatever
hell we tell them to, you know? And that's just goes to show how much power we have. And we have to use it and be smart with it. You know, we let our emotions run us way too much.
We definitely do. We're so soft and pink sometimes.
We have to grow up. Yeah.
So I'm sure your DMs stay lit. Like, what would Malaya look for in a guy?
Look, let me tell you, my nigga is going to have to be a beast.
Okay.
He is going to have to be the man because he's, first of all, he's going to have to be vegan.
Okay.
He's going to have his head together. That's, to me, a man that is vegan. When you go vegan, you just start thinking about different things. And I need somebody on that wavelength with me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be arguing about dinner. You know, I need to... We need to be talking about, like, how we trying to move to Peru and set up shop and fucking start meal preps. And I'm trying to heal us all, like, black people, white people, everybody. Like, we got to start getting healthy and start standing up for ourselves.
And so we see the change, you know, in your Instagram. We see the change. You putting us on to new things, new recipes, new, you know, juices.
I'm trying.
New
I don't
products.
Cook much.
I be like, yes, Malaya, yes. Tell us how to get that glow, honey. So what did you go through to force you onto that transition or, you know, stage?
I went through years of, like I said, I totally understand what celebrities and things go through. And the thing about them that I didn't have was I didn't have the backing and the security and, you know, the status that you're on when you're somebody like, you know, Rihanna or somebody, you know, somebody famous. So I was right there in the trap. You know what I'm saying? So,
and when you mean trap, go into detail. Like what? What was the trap? The social media bullying, the like criticism, the...
I was probably one of the... It was, I think, me and Amber were the first girls to come out as far as being dancers that were dating anyone.
True.
So social media was just starting to crack. I don't even know if Instagram was like popping like that yet.
It probably was Twitter. That
was
the
like
most.
Twitter,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you know
probably
what I'm
was
saying?
Twitter.
So like I said before, I couldn't believe that people would talk so much stuff. And then Instagram made everyone thirsty, you know? So then they'll start pretending to be your friend.
That's
just
true.
So they can get pictures with you or just so, you know, people can relate them to you. Mm-hmm. So just years of being used, of not having anybody to have my back, people running back telling him my business.
Him,
you know,
your ex?
My ex.
Okay.
Even my ex in that city, you know, a lot of men, you know, when they want to control you, they have people watching you. And it was just really a lot. It was a lot.
Really?
You know, the girls hated you because, you know, you're on the blogs every week, not knowing that you don't fucking want to be on the blogs. And the blogs say what the fuck they want to say about you. That doesn't, you know, it's not who you are. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot to deal with, you know? And, it really put me through a heavy, heavy depression. And then I lost my dogs and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That was the worst thing I've ever been through. That was, for me, was, I know it sounds bad, but it's even worse than losing my dad.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I went through a heavy depression where I had to really sit back and look at my life and figure out what did I need. Mm-hmm. You know, not what I want.
Yeah.
It's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's what we don't ask ourselves a lot. What do I need?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to love myself. I needed self-care because I wasn't getting it from anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a boomerang effect. If you, I mean, it's magnetism. You know, if you are getting nothing but hate, you're going to start to hate yourself.
It's just
if
true.
You don't cultivate love in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know to do that,
yeah,
then you'll just get that hate all the time. And it's energy.
It'll consume you like a...
And it materializes inside of you. And I became really sick. My kidneys. And then, you know, I was working.
Mm-hmm.
Stripping for like 10 years. hosting parties, drinking, eating late, sleeping late, you know. And it's just really messed my health up.
Really?
I had a bad liver. I had bad kidneys. I couldn't move. No. I was really, like, anytime I had a drink, I would just get bloated. My kidneys were so bad. My gallbladder was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to go to the doctor. I didn't want to get my gallbladder taken out. I didn't want all, I'm a dancer. I don't want all of these marks all over me, you know? So the only option was natural healing.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, I'm so just grateful that I went that route. What I've learned about my body and being in touch with yourself is so powerful. Like, mm-hmm. I would go through it all again just to be right here, right now.
Yeah.
You know, everything, every heartbreak, everything, like. And we have to understand that, like, our lives are a journey,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they're taking us somewhere. And we have to live like that.
Like we got somewhere to go. Like we got a mission.
A big one, though. Yes. Not a little one. All of us.
Yeah.
All of us have to live that way.
Yeah. No, I definitely feel you on that. I appreciate.
I'm sorry, you know.
Girl, no, they know I cry over anything.
I'm sad, you know. We cry the dime of a hat.
Yes, you know, we are emotional, but you're so right about that. And I feel like it's so many people, especially in this generation, that we truly don't take care of ourselves. We truly don't know the purpose in our lives, and we're trying to impress social media, but we never take a moment to really get in tune with what the purpose is, the plan. What are we here for, you know, and try to get on that path.
And it takes time.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something that you can do in 7 days. You know, it took me 3 years to change my diet mm-hmm. consistently and get to where I wasn't feeling fucked up anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, with natural healing, you have to be consistent and do it every day. That's the trick to it.
Discipline.
You know, it's discipline. You can't fake it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the only thing that really does cure you, you know? Mm-hmm. And like I said, I will never feel alone again. I have myself, my body.
Yes.
Is so alive, and it's like begging for your attention. Every time you get an ache and pain, it's like screaming for your attention and love.
Yeah.
You know, and now I'm straight by myself. In fact, I be trying to get rid of people. Like, you ready to go now? Like, I need me time, you know?
I tell people all the time, like, I enjoy my company.
I don't need nobody with me, you know? And that's a wonderful feeling because you're not holding on to people. And then people feel it, too. Mm-hmm. They also feel it. And they want to be there, you know? So, girl, self-love.
That's the wave right now for you. That's the journey right now. Yeah.
If it's not resonating with me, if it doesn't make me feel good, then it's not for me
mm-hmm.
at all. I'm not going to waste my time, my second thought on it.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes we second think things.
That's true.
Fuck that.
That's so true.
Let that shit go. You know, that feeling that you had, go with that feeling. Don't think about it.
That's true.
Because we'll rationalize anything. So you rationalize getting beat up by men all day, you know.
Come on, I don't understand that, but yeah, I definitely know women in those situations, and I'd be confused on how
it's the same thing. It's abuse.
Yeah,
it's the same abuse that I went through. Abuse is abuse, you know, and you have to. And that's
how do you get out of that place?
Well, that's what kind of broke me out of that is religion.
Okay.
It really does teach us that women are not to have the same rights as men, and we're supposed to accept certain things, especially if you're married, you know? But it doesn't, I don't think that the church puts enough emphasis on being able to tell what kind of man is a man of God or not, or a man that is, you know, worthy of a woman or not, you know? And if he's not doing those things that are worthy of a woman, then he needs to be kicked to the curb.
Yes. Yes. So they put a lot of pressure on us, though.
You need to be a good wife. And just be a good wife and just pray. And No, mm-hmm. God wants you to be smart.
Yes.
And abuse is not what he put us here to endure, you know? So once you get past that and you start saying, I am not going to accept any more abuse at all, you're halfway there.
Yeah. Did you see the video of Fabulous in the Emily B situation?
I didn't.
Okay.
I literally don't watch TV. I'm just full on.
You don't watch TV?
I do not.
Really?
I don't never know what's going on. I don't know whose song is what's new popping. I don't.
I love that.
I'm not.
What's that life like?
It is peaceful.
Yes. Yes. I'm like, I would love to, like, what? Unplug?
Yes. All
really?
Day I unplug. I do my thirst traps. I talk to who I want to talk to on Instagram, and that's it. I'm not in everybody's business.
That's
good. I got
good.
My own worries, my own shit I'm working on.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So
when you're not working, what are you doing? What are your hobbies?
Right now, my hobby is me. My hobby is taking care of me and self-love. Just really working on my schedule, working on time to incorporate self-love for myself because we don't have fucking time.
No.
You know,
no.
So
there's always money to be made. We don't have time.
You have to make it a rhythm of your life. You have to make it habitual. You have to make time to take extra baths, to journal, to sit back and meditate. It's so important. It's more important than working to me.
Yeah.
I can't even make my money right without that, you know?
With peace.
At this point.
Yeah.
You know, now that I know it, oh no, I can't. So I honestly don't know if I'm going to have time for a relationship between myself and working. Like, literally, a man might have to take me out of my job because he's not going to take me out of self-love. So,
you know? He's not taking me out of my peace time. Oh, God. So I had put up that you were going to be here.
Okay.
And I said, so, ladies, you know, I'm going to have Malaya here and send in some questions that you have for Malaya. So let's see. Let's look at one of these questions. Jessica from Bolingbrook wrote you and she said, Malaya, what would you do? I've been in a relationship with my fiance for 8 years. He got locked up for a year and I held him down. But since he got out, I found out that he's expecting a baby with some random chick. He's denying the baby and begging me to stay with him. But I know that that's his baby. What would you do? Oh, and P.S. We don't even have kids together.
First of all, 8 years is a long time to be engaged. I just think we have to cut the bullshit, ladies.
Yes.
We have to cut the bullshit and stop making excuses. Like I said, we keep rationalizing things and it's not helping.
Mm-hmm.
We have to cut the bullshit. Like,
Get
out. What do you want? You know, that's it. Just any bullshit, let it go. Because then it just adds to, you know, it just leads to more bullshit, girl. You don't have no kids. Go, it's your life. Go live your life.
Go live your life. Okay, one more. Tamala from the South Side wants to know, Malaya, my fiance and I have 2 kids together, and we've been together off and on for 10 years. My problem is that for the last 3 years, he's been working as a security guard at the strip club, and I feel he's doing more than securing the dancers, if you know what I mean. I even caught a few of the dancers texting him outside of work. So I want my family to work, but he refuses to quit the club and stop communicating with these women. What should I do?
Again, that's another 10 years on and off.
Yes.
Cut the bullshit.
You have no mercy for these men and they situationships.
Not even for the men, for us. We have to just start being practical, you know, and just smarter.
Yeah.
You know, we do.
So, what's her name? Tamala.
I had to, seriously. I've dated some fucking assholes. Like, seriously.
What's the longest relationship you ever been in?
10 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Bullshitting and not cutting the bullshit. Like,
yes.
For real.
Yes.
You will waste so much of your time, and then you will let a nigga mold your view of life and men.
That
you know?
Is so true. That is
cut
so
the
true.
Bullshit.
Now, Body by Malaya.
Body by Malia.
Body by, like, you are the body, but tell us about this line of things you got going on.
It goes back to self-love again. You know, that's kind of when I started my journey. And the products that we use, I don't know if it's malicious or if it's just being lazy, but these corporations just do not, they're cutting the ingredients of the products and putting them with, replacing them with cheap things that do not work for our bodies well. They're clogging our pores up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us have skin issues. A lot of us have other issues that are supposed to come out in our skin that's not coming out because our pores are clogged up.
Mm-hmm.
Warning signs, that'll let us know that there's other problems that, are arising inside of us. So...
You're so freaking smart, man.
Let me tell you, girl.
You are so beautiful and so freaking smart. Like, OMG.
Me?
Yes. Yes. Smart? Yes. Oh. You are in here just giving, like, good tea. Yes.
But, okay, so I dance, and I'm a product whore. Like, I love products, perfumes, mm-hmm. lotions. I had a ton of them.
Yeah, like most girls in the whole little closet full of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like most girls. So I started, those Dr. Scholl's pumice things, because I'm a dancer, of course.
Oh, you scrape the bottom.
Mm-hmm. My feet, I'm at them, mm-hmm. Constantly. So I started to do my leg. I went up my leg one day, and when I tell you the dirt balls, it's like scum on the shower walls.
It builds up.
All over our body. And I seen it on my leg, and I was like, man, I did my whole body, even my face.
Really?
The dirt balls, because it's like on your skin. I think that having that pumice with that fine gradient, mm-hmm. Scrub,
yeah.
really got
deep down
got
in
there. Got it out, And once it got started and I started moving up my body, it started really coming off. And... But when I got out the tub, girl, the bottom of my tub was, like, covered with black dirt balls.
Really?
Yeah, dirt balls, for real.
Oh, everybody's going to be getting them one of them foot things.
But it just really, and my skin felt open and like it was breathing. It felt like I just took a dunk in some peppermint or something.
Right.
Like, and I just, after that, I couldn't go back to putting all that stuff on my skin. Like
okay.
That. Because I felt my skin breathe for the first time in a long time.
I'm finna try that.
Girl, it's bad. You got to put a little oil in your water, too, because I take Epsom salt baths and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my theory is, how they're telling you now to put the oil on your makeup because it kind of breaks it down?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the oil was what was helping the oil on my skin that I got. Hard and cruddy, it like loosened it up and broke it down. So when I did that, I'm like that. I think about the process of everything.
I see. I'm like, okay, wait. Because first of all, I would have never thought to take the foot thing and start my leg and then start my whole body. So yes, okay.
Yeah, I'm a weirdo.
It's a good thing though, because you're putting us up on something.
But it's because your body literally will tell you stuff if you just quiet yourself enough to listen, or if you just don't even think about what you're doing sometimes, just do it, Like the pumice thing, I didn't think twice. I just started doing it, and it was disgusting.
Mm.
And I tried it a week later and it wasn't as bad, but it was still there
because
I was using those products. And it was weird, girl. Not only once I got it out, I felt it's nasty, but I felt sweaty. Like I felt like stuff was trying to come out.
Mm-hmm, all the toxins and stuff. Yeah.
And I had just been, I was in the bath,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
So that's what made you want to start creating your own
natural products. And I do that with my products. I've gone like 3 days without a bath but just to check, just to make sure that it's not, you know, piling up on your skin and getting, you know, and it really doesn't. It does. I got a little bit. I'm not going to lie, but definitely not anywhere near, you know, what from the regular commercial products that we buy every day.
Yeah. So what are your products? You got what? A body scrub?
I have a body scrub. I have products for fitness, for you being sore. I have a bath scrub. Soak.
Okay.
For when you're sore.
Relaxes
and,
you.
Oh my gosh, it make you fall asleep like a baby.
Ah.
And you wake up and you're not as sore. I have a sore no more spray.
I like that.
I think that spray is going to be like really something.
Okay.
Because it's so healing. I've had people hit their toe up against something and like damn near, I think she did fracture her toe. And I told her to use it, and it really helped with the swelling.
Oh,
wow. It really helped it, you know. There's some ingredients in there that are, like, really healing.
So when you're not in a club, you're in a book, clearly, reading these ingredients, putting these products together.
All I do is all day is listen to cures about the body on YouTube.
Really?
And just let it play while I'm cleaning up or while I'm, you know, and research and read. And I love the body. I'm just so in love with myself now and my body, you know, just my being, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing else for us to pay attention to, you guys.
That's true. We can't complete the mission without the temple.
Once you start figuring out how amazing you are, all the other shit just is not even important.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. The disconnect is, like, so real, y'all.
So what do you see for body, you know, by Malaya? Where do you see that going? What's your dream for that? The vision.
Honestly, Body by Malaya is just my way of giving back. It's not because it's handmade products, you know, and I don't see any other way that, you know, you're going to get good products, honestly, because like I said, I don't think the corporations are necessarily being malicious or like, we want to poison you, you know, but it's just, there's
easy
no
and
love
cheap.
In it.
Yeah.
There's no love, you know, let me get this money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And my products are made with love. They're made with care, you know, and that, you know, and it takes a lot to put every lotion in each jar. Everything is hand packaged, you know, so that's important. We don't realize how important it is for the things that we just, everything in our space to be made with good intentions and love, you know?
So where can they get the products?
I'm building my site back up. It's not going to be anything big because I need it to stay organic. I need it to stay, you know?
Yeah.
So it's going to be probably a more exclusive product.
Okay.
But I do want to get into the vegan community more and meal prepping probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've been talking to, it's funny, my church. I was raised Seventh-day Adventist and they're also vegetarians.
Yeah.
So I've been talking to a lot of them, some of the pastors about, you know, getting some meal prep out to people and that might help them enter into that church because there is a good health message in the SDA church that I really am grateful for. It's all about health.
Yeah.
Mental, mind, body, spirit, inside and outside. That's all that matters is your health, your body, your antenna, your temple, like you said. We can't understand, we can't get the messages without our temples being clean and without our minds being clear, you know?
Mm-hmm. So fans always want more of you. You post one Instagram picture, they like, where's the rest? What are you doing? So any other projects in the work, any TV, anything like that you might do?
I honestly wanted to disappear. That was my plan, was
what?
To literally move to like Costa Rica or something and live cheap and just, but I am seeing that there y'all need me.
Clearly. clearly.
Y'all need me, and I'm so here for it.
Yes, yes.
No, I totally want to help women just feel good about their bodies, mm-hmm. about themselves. You know, I hate this whole fake body craze, and women try to act like they're real, and that's just so demeaning to the rest of us, mm-hmm. you know? Do what you have to do to feel good about yourself, but don't do anything to feel good about yourself to make yourself be one up another woman. You know what I'm saying?
So, like, she got a big booty, I got to give me a big booty.
Yeah, you know. And then, yeah, bitch, I got more ass than you. Like, kind of, you know, attitude. Mm-hmm. What happened to the I'm just wanting to feel good about myself? Yeah. That has nothing to do with the next girl. And, oh, bitch, look what I got now. You know what I'm saying? Like, do what you have to do to feel good about yourself, and that's it. Like, leave everybody else out to shit.
So how are we going to spread this message? Is it going to be books? Is it going to be television?
But I know that it's going to be spread.
Okay.
I'm a Sag, okay?
Yes.
And I am very free spirit. I am writing a book.
Okay.
About my life.
Oh.
And it's going to be an honest book. And it's been crazy from the beginning. And I didn't realize it was crazy until I started actually writing it.
Yeah, you reading it like, wait a minute, that really happened to me.
That's crazy. And then, like, reading it to people, and they're like, what?
Right.
I'm like, what? What?
Can
what?
We get a sneak peek?
Is it
peek?
More?
Can we get a sneak peek of this book?
Like what?
I mean, give us something. What would shock us to know that has happened to you in your life, or that you've overcome, or, you know, hearing the health issues truly shocked me, the kidney and stuff. I didn't know anything about that. And looking at you, nobody would guess, you know, that you were in that bad of.
I used to cook crack and jump in dumpsters and shit for my nigga. Yeah, he was a dope dealer. And I was in there cooking crack. I knew how to make all the flavors.
What?
Sprite. Strawberry, grape.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm waiting on this book. Yes, wait a minute, Malaya.
I've come
cooking
a long
crack.
Way, yes. Jumped in the dumpster to get his heat.
What?
And it was rats in there, and I was scared. Like, I used to be really kind of gutter.
Well, you know.
I've been shot at.
No.
Girl. I've been arrested. I've never gone to jail, though, but.
I mean, how could they lock you up? Like, look at her.
But yeah, I'm adventurous, I guess. I didn't think I was, but I'm definitely, my ghostwriter coined me the queen of niggerdom.
Oh, wow. Because
I like nigga shit.
Yeah.
I just do, obviously. The book is just full of nigga shit. And I
because that stuff, but this is real life stuff that you've been through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Cooking crack.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I'm shocked. What else? Give us something else.
You know, what's funny is my mom and my dad broke up for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got a divorce, and I hadn't seen my dad for like 6 years.
Really?
And I pulled up to a gas station one day, and my dad was like the bum at the gas station.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And it was really crazy for me because,
wow.
You know, your parents are your heroes.
This is true.
You know,
this
so to see my dad like that was really... It really messed me up. But, of course, I'm happy I was able to see him and make sure he was good after that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but, yeah, that was crazy.
That is crazy. I can relate to you on that. My dad, my parents were together. My mom was very successful. And I lived with her. They broke up. And literally my father was living in a shelter. And we saw him on the side of the expressway. And I mean, you're not on the expressway, but you know what I'm saying. He was a bum on the street, literally.
Mm. Literally.
And that's so embarrassing as a child. Like,
it's embarrassing. And it's like, I just... And then I found out my dad was so funny. He used to come to the club to buy drugs from the guy that... was running the club.
Really?
And I didn't even know. I was there dancing the whole time. And when everybody found out that was my dad, my dad was the crackhead king of the whole.
Are you
Let
serious?
Me tell you. He used to get all his shit free after that.
See,
so
yes.
He was living up. I mean, that was my dad. You got to let people be who they're going to be, you know? So, yeah.
I can't wait for this book. I can't wait for it. Because people look at you on the outside or look at your Instagram and they just put your life all together in their mind and think that you haven't been through anything. But to hear stuff like that, OMG.
And that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, that's before Houston. That's before what's his name? You know, that's before all of that. So it was way more going on in the beginning. I feel like that was substantial.
Mm. You a dangerous woman. You dangerous. You know why? Because you smart. You've been through stuff. You're pretty.
Thank you.
That's a dangerous combo. But I'm so glad you stopped by today.
I am too. Thank you for having me.
Girl, such a pleasure. You are my girl crush. It's so funny. I send pictures of you to my friend Christine, and she's like, you need help. I'm like, no, you don't understand. She's so beautiful. She's a Sagittarius, and she's natural. Oh, my God. So, yes, I'm just so happy that you're here.
Thank you.
Anything else you want Chicago to know?
I'm good. Where? Tonight. So where I'm going? Oh, I'm gonna be at Club O tonight.
Yes,
and we're gonna turn up. So I loved the ladies coming in. So I really would love to see the ladies come out tonight. Put on your sexy dress. Let's take some selfies.
Yes. Club O is the move tonight. Come see Malaya. Thank you so much for stopping by today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, y'all. To the next kickback. It's Kiki.